So those were the days of the expansion of higher education, the move away from old universities. And I must admit, coming to Sussex was, in some ways, a major re-education for me. I found I was able to do things that I had always wanted to do, like dabble in art appreciation. And I ran the first series of arts, of courses on modern art in Brighton, under the kind of auspices of the Oxford Extramural Studies, which still ran sort of adult education in Brighton at that time. But we operated in the Friends Centre in the Lanes, and I ran sort of right from almost from the start, ran art appreciation, where I showed sort of Paul Klee and Matisse and other such things to, you know, a group of volunteers who wanted to come along and learn. So I was able to do that, and also do a lot of stuff relating to psychology, which I was interested in, and philosophy. I was very much involved in existentialism at the time and was reading a lot about Sartre and existentialist philosophy, and felt university here was a wonderful existentialist opportunity to realize yourself, to create yourself afresh, really.